Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
As I travel in any direction into and out of Humboldt County, I'm amazed at the increasing number of commercial soil distributors throughout the North Coast, which includes Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity counties. The sheer number is unbelievable. These enterprises distribute soils, fertilizers, water storage systems, insecticides, and other implements of agriculture. This appears to be a booming industry providing a service that is commodity-based while attempting to establish a standard for how to provide these services to an emerging industry. This industry, as we all know, is a cultivation of marijuana for the medicinal purposes under Proposition 215. It has taken over 20 years for the California legislature to finally enact a process and procedure for the cultivation and distribution of medical marijuana. The legislation empowers counties to enact ordinances that provide for cultivation in their jurisdictions. So each of the counties have a different approach, and some not allowing it at all. I did some checking locally on the progress of the permitting process in Humboldt County, which is administered through building and planning. Humboldt County ordinance was enacted. There were some 2,300 applications submitted. 46 have been approved. 900 of the original 2,300 are still active, and the rest are inactive and have been canceled. The estimate of illegal operations in Humboldt County is between 8 and 10,000. 46 currently permitted operations is a small fraction of the grow sites estimated in Humboldt. So it would make sense that the large percentage of sales and distribution of soils, fertilizers, and other commodities associated with marijuana cultivation is going to unpermitted, illegal, highly profitable marijuana operations. In reality, 46 cultivators are operating legitimate, permitted, lawful, medicinal marijuana sites. These cultivators have a vision for a sustainable industry under the sanctions provided by the state of California. Sustainable is a key word here because most of those who are unpermitted are in it for high profit only and have no vision for a sustainable industry. In regards to the suppliers of the soils and fertilizers, they are responding to market demands, a business decision to supply needed resources. The reality is that the industry is in its infancy and hopefully others will see the benefit in legitimizing these operations. But at the rate it is going, that reality is not promising. The question is, where does enforcement enter into the discussion? Well, that's a topic for another time, and it's because it's very complicated and it's based on a lot of issues. So, with that said, this has been retired Sheriff Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.